Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Cavs won. Audio courtesy of Bally Sports. I don't know if anybody... See, that's the thing. Is nothing really. No one really cares because they didn't. They beat a 17-win team.
Yeah, it's Charlotte.
You care?
I mean,
you care that they won it, because if they would have lost, oh, you really would have cared. But
yeah, there's so many teams with so many players. The league seems so deep. And then when you get one of these nights, you're like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's some teams that aren't trying to win. It's great.
Yep.
It's a perfect type of game. And then you get them again.
Yeah. And tomorrow
even
night.
Better.
That'll be great. A home and home. That'll be fantastic. So we got that going for us. There are a couple things we're paying attention to this morning. One is there was a bridge collapse in Baltimore, Maryland, as a ship that was on its way to Sri Lanka lost power, hit the bridge, and the bridge immediately went down, which is, I mean, just unspeakable and terrible. So you're going to hear about that on the news today, and there's going to be updates throughout all the news stations on our Odyssey family. You can click around if you want to.
The good thing is I haven't seen one conspiracy theory about it yet.
Well, so far we haven't seen anything like that.
Oh, I'm joking. And then, I've seen 1,000.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Are you kidding me?
Already?
Yes. Yes. People are incapable of having any
God,
other thoughts.
Come on. Well, so that's terminally online. That is that is for folks that just cannot get their eyes off a computer screen. I was driving in. There is a mulch fire under the 480 bridge because I'm like getting ready to go over the 480. It's like 4:50 in the morning, and I'm looking over, and I see like smoke, and it's like wafting over the bridge. And so every now and then there is a car fire up there. So I thought a car was on fire, but I didn't see any car. And then I looked over, and I see like the light flickering off the billboard. Like one of the billboards. And I'm going, what type of fire is going on? We're 100 feet up here. What? How tall is it? It's not 100 feet, isn't it? Is it taller?
For the 480 bridge?
Yeah.
You think it's only 100 feet?
I don't know. I don't have that.
A football field is 300 feet, and I feel like there's probably three football fields under
God,
there.
Oh, my God. That's got to be. Yeah, it's got to. Either way.
1,000 feet would be closer.
It is like right, way up top, way off top of it. But I'm like, I'm seeing the smoke. And I smell, you could smell, if you're coming into downtown today, you can smell the smoke downtown from this mulch fire.
Does it smell like fresh mulch?
No, it smells pungent.
Do you enjoy the smell of fresh mulch, that first layer that gets set down when the landscape companies come out and do their bidding?
Honestly, no.
200.
No. It's 200 feet tall.
It's 200 feet. All right. It is 4,000 feet long.
Ken was closer. You went over.
Yeah, I went way over.
Yeah, it's a good thing neither of us are roofers. Lord almighty.
Be a big roof to put on the
bridge. Well, I guess you'd rather be over than under if you're thinking about it. But I don't like the smell of mulch. But it like gave me, I had to take some
pills. I don't like the smell of burning mulch.
That's true. When I got in, I was like, oh God, I got a headache out of that. Like it hurt my nose. So I was like, I don't mean to, make too big of a deal, but it stinks. It's going to stink.
It's going to stink.
Yeah,
it
on your
today.
Way in. Like the 480 bridge, how far away is that from downtown? What do you say, 3 miles? 4 miles, 3 miles, somewhere in there.
It's a good distance.
It wafts, man. That wind is blowing it. It smells.
Oh, with winds aloft.
Yeah. So
absolutely.
You gotta, in the words of the late, great Dick Goddard, it just on your way in, you're going to probably, if you're going over the 480 and coming into downtown, you might be smelling the stink going on.
Maybe some people need to feel that to wake them up.
The smell of burning mulch?
Yeah, just gets them going in the morning.
What is your
smell of napalm?
Well, now I got to ask you, what is your favorite smell that occurs in nature?
It's tough right now because occurring in nature in my house is just a bunch of poop diapers.
Oh, that's a stench.
And it's one after the other.
You don't got the genie, do you?
Yeah, I have the genie.
You idiot. You
I have the genie, but it's pointless. We just put the number one diapers in there, not the number two.
Have to get rid of the
defeated the whole purpose of having them to begin with. But we had the recommendation from a ton of people. A ton of people said, you got to have it.
No.
And all we do, we take every single two diaper out. So it's defeated the purpose of the diaper.
You got that pearl necklace of dirty diapers.
Oh, it's the worst. You pull it out of there like a big, dirty snake, and it smells. You got it, and oh my God! And it always it like two out of three times it would get on the like one of the hinges as you pulled it out, and it would open up, and then you'd have diapers all over the bathroom floor,
strewn about.
This is my nightmare.
It was just awful. It was just awful.
But I'm telling you, the diaper thing did not bother me the way some men were like, I didn't change a diaper, I didn't change one. I'm like, none. That didn't cause any issues with your marriage.
Thousands.
Are you just lying? Are you lying or you really didn't change one? Because if you didn't change, if I didn't change one, that would be the end of the marriage. That would be the end of the marriage. This would have been gone. I'd have no custody whatsoever. It'd all be over the diapers.
Yeah, basically. I mean, I
my
would imagine.
My children would be ripped away from me.
I just never had.
Over this refusal.
I just never had a problem with it. Just always.
No, in fact, we look forward to it. And I know that sounds weird. Why would you look forward to changing dirty diapers? It is a momentous occasion when Mason, number two baby here, does number two. It's a momentous occasion. We get so excited. I sit there.
Because everything's working?
Yes. The pipes are working correctly, and I do the windmill.
There you go.
The windmill with the legs, and I will sit there.
All right, now
and
that's a little
too
much.
Starts coming out like Play-Doh, and it doesn't stop, and we're high-fiving. And we're high-fiving, but the whole time, it reeks up the room. Then Izzy, baby number one, she runs over, and she takes a gander, and then I remind her, hey, this is what comes out of you too. When are we going to start using a turlet? When are we going to start get this going? Because I'm worried that I got my sister pressure from Chicago going, you know, the nurses that I work with, the Filipino nurses, they get this started at 9 months. And I'm like, they're just using
that's
the
ridiculous.
Toilet. So they fall right in and you flush the babies down
that
the toilet.
Is
come on.
Ridiculous. 9 months?
Oh, it's
they
ridiculous.
Can't even walk.
It doesn't make any sense. She says, well, look it up on Google. I mean, they all take pride in the fact that they get them potty trained at a very young
congratulations
age.
Congratulations
like
on
someone
all their
who
success.
Has no kids trying to
well,
tell
she
you
she doesn't,
to
but it's all her friends, all
boom.
Her nurse okay. friends.
Yeah,
well
I say that about my friends,
well
too.
Said. Well said, Owen. Yeah. You're not a nice person, by the way.
She is
I know you
it.
Love I'm your sister, but she's yeah.
No, it's a culture. I looked it up.
This.
She's right. It's a cultural thing.
Well, good for them.
There are other cultures that push this baby training, this potty training at a very, very early age.
Anyway, Lord Almighty, you've taken us down a hell of a road. I mean, I was talking about burning mulch 20 seconds ago, and then what are we doing here? I would have to say freshly laid paint I like.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I like paint. I like the smell
of paint.
What
about new car smell?
New car smell's pretty good. I think it's changed over the years, or maybe my nostrils have changed over the years, so sometimes it can be a little bit much, but new car smell's pretty good.
It's that first day that you walk out and it's finally decided it's going to be 60 or above from now on, and they've cut the grass.
Oh, I know one.
It sounds great. It smells great.
Yeah.
Pheromones
it means
in the air.
There's a baseball game later that day.
Yep.
Yeah.
Here you go. Late summer mow, because it always reminds me of football season.
Oh, that's true.
Because I'd get done mowing, and then I'd hear the band down the street because they're getting ready for football season. So it's like,
worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date.
Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Late July, early August, and so they're practicing, and you like you hear that. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh,
the,
put the away the mower.
Quads are
I hear.
Hitting every yeah. single one of them.
So now my ears are getting something tasty, and my nose is getting something tasty. Well, I mean, you know, I don't need to tell you about noses getting
used to go
something
to Miami
tasty.
All the time.
There you go. Anyway, so yeah, as you're on your way in, you might smell some smoke. Hip drop tackling up past yesterday, which is something I wanted to bring up here in the open. It's not good, the hip drop, the anti-hip drop tackling rule. It's not as good. It's just not as bad as I thought it was going to be. So the hip drop tackling rule, apparently you can tackle them and you could land full on them, but you can't just swing your hips around and basically do like a rodeo tackle or anything like that, which is what they're trying to stop. And you know, I kind of got into it with some people because somebody said we were out of touch. And I go, yeah, the guys who talk to football coaches and players every day are the ones out of touch on this one. Yeah, well said. Well done. My whole issue of it is, and it's not like some people are going, they're going to put flags on them. All you guys are going to do is put flags on them someday. Where's the hit? That's not me. I'm not saying that. My issue is, you guys are going to try to do this on the field. Are they going to actually throw flags on this? And immediately, like, the NFL kind of came out and said, well, there's probably going to be more fines after the fact. Which, if you just wanted to fine them. I don't care. But if we're trying to go down the field here, and all of a sudden you get one of these calls happen to you, people are going to lose their mind. Or I'm saying, if we're trying to stop somebody from going down the field here at the end of a football game, and you get one of these calls on you, I mean, people are going to lose their mind. They're just, unless it's just so egregious.
So the
and
the
when
video,
have we ever
Kenny,
seen anything that was egregious on either side?
Well, the reaction yesterday, you want to talk about like collective outrage. When they passed the video
yeah.
from the NFL, and they had you look at a number of examples, almost everybody unanimously came to the same conclusion at the same time. This will be impossible to enforce in real time on the field. And people were watching these videos like multiple times going, I don't see it. I don't understand. So if I don't see it and I have the computer and I have replay
yeah.
and I am slowing it down, how are the 65, 70-year-old refs
they're
sprinting
not.
Down the field going to be able
not.
To see it?
And the whole argument was is that they would say, well, yeah, they believe they can. They're the ones who believe that they can see it. They believe. Yeah, refs believe. NFL refs have some of the biggest egos you're ever going to find. They believe they can do all. They can see it all. They can spot it all. You're never going to get a ref saying that they're not going to be able to see it. I think you've made history. So they're always going to believe that they saw something, that it's going to happen, and that's the way it's going to go. They're always going to be that way. But with us in real time, I think it's going to be a bit of a disaster. Or it can turn into a bit of a disaster. That's why it's like, man, maybe this goes by illegal contact or something where, like, on Friday when they find the 5,800 or whatever the number is, 5,400 or whatever, maybe that's what happens later on. Because I think if you try to throw flags on this in a game, that's fine. And I did notice, because you end up going down rabbit holes here, there were some people, this is what's needed. Oh, yeah, you're Ravens people. You're Baltimore media. Okay, I can understand why. Because this is all based off the Mark Andrews injury. So this is
I don't even know. I don't even know the play.
That. Yeah. Oh, where he got his ankle torn up, and then he had to come back. He came back in the playoffs, but it looked like he broke his leg in 16 different places when it first happened. What was that, a Monday night game?
I think it was. It was, you know, I forget who it was tackling him, but
yeah.
lands basically on top of his ankle as he's trying to run.
Yes.
And
so immediately
disconnected it from his body.
This is what we need in football. And I go, okay, so it's Baltimore media, people who cover the Ravens, Ravens fans who are, and I know that there's some obviously because of Cleveland and Baltimore, but I'm thinking, man, we're doing a little bit too much here. But I know that they don't teach this. I know they don't teach this. I think it's something that where you have, and I don't want to get into the full nitty-gritty of it yet. You got linebackers. Remember, we had to go out and get Deion Jones, who was big. We had to go out and get Reggie Ragland, who was big, because we had no defensive linemen, right? So we had to do it some way where we had thicker linebackers. We just had to get through the season. Most linebackers now are pretty thin. I mean, they're pretty wiry. They're basically what safeties were back in the day. I mean, that's like Steve Atwater would be a linebacker now. Like these are thin guys. And so now you have linebackers who have gotten smaller who have to be in coverage. You have tight ends who've gotten bigger, more athletic, who are catching passes. So if I have a tight end who's 6'5", 250, 260, going up against a linebacker who's at 210, 220 by the time the season's going, probably 225, somewhere in there. But I got a 25 or 30-pound difference in some cases here. They're going to do what they can to bring these guys down. And part of that is like, yeah, they're
I'm watching the Mark Andrews play. I'm watching it, Kenny. I don't know how you're supposed to tackle him.
Well, that's how this is. There you go. Well, so that's the question. So that people are going to ask as the season goes on.
What are the unintended consequences of this? I mean, that's what matters to me.
Hurt ankles, so injuries.
But I'm watching at the angle that he's coming over to tackle Mark Andrews. There's no other way to tackle him. So
it feels like once the offense gets past the defenders, it's
you just have to let him go.
Touchdown.
Right. So the other part of this that is really going to annoy me is every fan base in the NFL, and we've done this on Mondays for how long? Every fan base in the NFL
thinks they're getting
screwed by the refs, and that's the reason they lost a close game. We hear it every week here. It's not unique to Cleveland. I mean, if you did radio in every town, I can't stress this enough.
Yeah.
Every fan remembers like 8 games where they were screwed.
You're right.
And playoff games, whatever. What's going to be annoying here, because it happened with the horse collar, and it happens every hit with helmet to helmet, in which people don't realize, like, helmets are allowed to collide. There's no rule that says a helmet is not allowed to make contact with another helmet. But that doesn't stop fans from on every play hyper-analyzing in slow motion and saying, that's a penalty, they're out to screw the Browns, they're out to screw the Steelers, they're out to screw the 49ers. It's every play. This is just another layer of another play where loser dork fans are going to be complaining about a penalty. They don't want us to win. It's pretty clear. Is Tim Donaghy involved? Like, they don't want us to win. They're trying to keep us out. That was clearly a penalty. And it's like, no, I don't want the game coming down to every single one of these being called.
See, this is what... not. Can I bring this back in a bit?
Sure.
You can't just call them losers and dorks. You're telling me you never felt screwed over by a call?
Anybody,
you've never felt that way.
On helmet to helmet. On helmet to helmet. Oh, I think if you're getting screwed, it's because of incompetence. It's not because of intentionality.
Oh.
Yeah,
there
are missed calls all the time.
Yeah, but doesn't make them losers and dorks.
But, yeah, it does.
If you're a loser dork fan,
if you are a loser dork fan and you have ever posted something on Twitter, Reddit, message boards, and you put a list together, or if you smashed 4 videos together to prove that the NFL's out to get your team, you're a loser and a dork. Case adjourned.
What's coming up next in about last night?
Cavaliers, they righted the ship yesterday. They got things back together again.
The Cavs got things back together again. Yes, I did. Coming up next.
We've never used that phrase before.
About last night. Ken Carmen, Anthony Lima, live on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.